Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time.
Yay, Will.
How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic, Will. Yeah, good evening.
Lovely to have you along. As always, here we are. We're here every single week with the Food and Drink Show. Steph and Will. Oh, you've brought some friends in. You've brought some guests in tonight.
Some canines in tonight. I've actually got Honey and Pickle with me this evening. So my two little doggies, they're here.
Now, they've been yapping in the radio station for about the past 20 minutes. But of course, the minute that we want them to yap, see if we can get them to yap, Steph.
Oh, well, come here, honey. Come on.
Honey, Pickle.
Oh, let's see. Can you say anything?
No, honey. Is this honey?
Yeah.
Honey, you are on Stray FM at the moment. Do you know that?
She's not making a noise.
She looks a bit scared behind the microphone. She doesn't take after her mum.
Look, she's right up at the microphone, not saying a word.
You see, this is radio, so you've just got to take our word for it. We've definitely got them here in the studio tonight.
Yeah, they're two little ruby cavaliers, King Charles cavaliers.
They're so cute. I mean, they're just absolutely lovable. If only I had my dog Harry here, it could have been a little doggy party this week on the Food and Drink Show. But anyway,
we should have made dog biscuits, but we haven't, Will.
We may hear from them before the end of the show.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully they'll have something to say.
So, of course, here we are, first evening, the start of the bank holiday weekend, of course, loads of events taking place on this extra long bank holiday.
Can't wait.
The final bank holiday before Christmas.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? The last one.
So Malham shows on Saturday and Kilnsy show is on Tuesday.
Kilnsy.
So we've got all the shows.
Yeah, Kilnsy show. What better show? Oh, well, and Malham show, both brilliant shows. But I love Kilnsy, seeing the fell race going up on
fell.
And all the animals. They always have some fantastic sheep and great animals at Kilnsy.
Yeah, we'll see you there if you go in on Saturday and on Tuesday. And I know you've been busy. You've been out and about, Steph.
That's why I brought my doggies in, because we've been blackberrying this morning. We've been out picking blackberries because, Will, they are everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere at the minute on the hedgerows. The hedgerows are bursting with blackberries. And so I thought, the weather's been a little bit on and off, hasn't it, this week? And
it has, yes. It's a bit all over the place. Yeah. I think we've been spoilt by such a good summer that we're now just kind of like, what's all this cloud?
So I've made something a little bit different today. I've made a apple blackberry and pistachio crumble.
So where are your blackberries from, Steph?
Well, these particular ones are from Great Ousburn, sort of neck of the woods. What you're looking for when you pick blackberries is you don't want many many cars around, so no sort of pollution. You don't want to pick blackberries by a busy road. It wants to be a nice quiet lane.
Yes, good advice there.
And, you know, look for somewhere where the farmer hasn't sprayed the crops or anything like that. So nice hedgerow blackberries. The birds are going mad for them. People are going mad for them. There's going to be more blackberry jam made this year than ever, I think. I just can't believe my two little doggies are so quiet.
I know, they're here in the studio with us.
One's gone to sleep by the door now.
I mean, is that a reflection on this week's show?
I sincerely hope not.
Hopefully the audience have done the same thing. So you've made this blackberry crumble then,
yeah.
Steph. And so, I mean, first of all, this is just one of the many things that you can make with blackberries.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a load of stuff out there that you can do.
I've got some blackberry vodka in my garage at the minute.
It's a shame you didn't bring that along. Maybe the dogs might have been a bit more lively if we'd been having some of that in the studio.
Oh, dear. Blackberry vodka. I've made blackberry jam. My dad's even having a go at making blackberry jam this time, so that's good. You can make blackberry fool. You can make blackberry mousse. You can make blackberry coolie. Oh, lots of different things. Blackberry, infuse it in gin, infuse it in loads of different stuff. Stick it in a chocolatey type gooey chocolate mousse with a layer of blackberries in there. There's lots and lots you can do. But what I love about this dish is it's so simple to do. So you just peel 3 or 4 Bramley apples. They're the big cooking sort of knobbly apples. Peel those down, slice them up, bit of sugar in there, and then you stick your blackberries in. I just pop those in the oven just to start softening the apples and everything. And then by the time I'd made my crumble, which all it is equal sort of butter, flour, a little bit of sugar, a couple of tablespoons of sugar, and then I chopped the pistachios, So they're the green, little bright green nuts that you can buy. Chop those through just to give it a little bit of colour and a bit of something different, a bit of a twist. So, yeah, that was it, really.
And, I've just tried it. It tastes absolutely amazing. Of course, we've got this lovely custard to go on top as
custard
well.
Custard as well. You know, you can make your sort of the proper custard, sauce anglaise it's called, which is egg yolks, cream and milk. Boil your cream and milk with some vanilla. Oh, we had a shake. We had a honey rattle then.
In fact, I think honey's next to me now.
Yeah, she's coming round.
Hello, honey. Hello. Well, do you know what? That crumble's tasty, and you, me, honey, pickle, we're all going to tuck into it.
We're going to have a bit of custard
a little
now.
Bit now. Steph, thank you so much for joining us on the show as always this week, and have a lovely bank holiday weekend. Thank you to honey and pickle.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week on Stray FM.